Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 3rd November 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean.
And I'm Jay.
This week's news, Facebook is now Meta.
I mean, like, you called the shots. I said body book and they didn't use that. I'm quite sad, but I mean, yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Metaverse, Meta. Facebook isn't exactly very creative with their names.
Correct.
Anyway, this announcement came just one day after our SMW Social Media Weekly episode last week. And true enough, they changed the name of their holding company from Facebook with a capital, all capital Facebook, to Meta. So Meta being part of Metaverse. Throughout the whole week, we've been needing to explain the differences between Facebook all caps,
yep,
and Facebook the blue app. The app stays as Facebook, while the holding company, which is the company that owns all the other companies, including Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Oculus, Messenger, and all that, gets the name change. This makes sense since people have been confused when describing Facebook, the app, or the holding company. The Meta name also represents the company's commitment into the metaverse in the coming years. Social media as we know it has reached its peak. And Meta believes that evolving into the world of virtual reality is the sensible step forward. In order to push the ideology forward, Facebook or Meta will need to start making more hardware to support it.
Yep.
So be on the lookout for cheaper Oculus headwares and also glasses that bring heads-up AR experiences. Facebook just announced one with Ray-Ban,
yep,
a few months ago, and they will continue to keep doing that in the coming years, because if they only build the software without the hardware, then if the hardware cannot catch up, then nobody will use their stuff.
Right.
So they need to also come up with a lot of hardware as well. Personally, collectively, we love the idea of going into the VR and the AR world, but we are not too sure if Facebook is the company that should lead us there.
Why do you say so?
Personally, I don't trust Facebook at all. And I believe that I speak for a lot of people where we use Facebook out of necessity, not out of love. And Facebook is one of the worst companies in the world right now.
At this point, with the amount of lawsuits they're having and the backlashes, I can understand why that you will be like, it's subjective, like I would say. For me, in the other's perspective, I am actually looking forward. I would actually stick with Facebook because for me, I believe that in every company, if developed better, there is a sense of future in the company essentially. And then they're moving into new things as well. So, I mean, like, are there any other companies that's actually looking forward to this? I mean, like, only Snapchat I heard about AR.
Well, last I actually read in The Verge this morning, mm-hmm, that Microsoft is coming out with live avatars that you can apply onto Microsoft Teams on your meetings. So that is their move into the metaverse as well. So yes, I do believe that a lot of companies are also doing it. Google is also doing it.
Yep.
Google has been doing this metaverse thing for a very long time, because in the US, right, you can actually use Google Maps with your camera on, and it can show you with an arrow where to go.
Oh, that means literally you can see the directions.
Versus the actual
map.
Not map. You can see through the camera all the buildings in front, the road in front, everything, and Google will direct you based on that. And there will be pop-ups that show where are the good restaurants and everything, where's this, where's that, where's the subway entrance and everything.
Whoa.
It's stuck onto your camera showing the live version of what you're seeing.
Do we have it in Malaysia yet?
No, not yet. And Google actually came out with Google Glasses back in 2012, if I'm not wrong. And of course, it received a lot of negative backlash because it was too early.
Correct.
And maybe now people will start to actually see value in something like Google Glass. So there have been companies pushing for this for a longer time. And granted, I do agree that Facebook is one of the bigger players because they are the bigger social media platform.
Correct.
And they would most probably lead it, but I think they should clean up the act as well.
Yeah, true. That I would 100% agree with you. All right. So up next is Twitter brings super followers to iOS. The best way to explain what super followers is this Twitter version of OnlyFans. So it's a Twitter version of OnlyFans, essentially. It allows users to subscribe to an account special content that can only be shared to super followers. This is the part of Twitter broadens effort to generate income in areas other than ads. And since so much transactions are already happening on Twitter via OnlyFans, it totally makes sense that Twitter would want a piece of that action. All iOS users globally can now follow users who activate their super followers function with Android on the way. Right now, only users with 100,000 followers can
10,000 followers.
Sorry, my bad. 10,000 followers can activate the super follower function.
So you need to be a user has to be has to have 10,000 followers and above in order to activate the super
follower. Not 100,000, guys.
Yeah, not 100,000.
This one double confirm.
in order to activate the super follow function, but everyone in iOS can already follow a person who has a super follow function. So this super follow just essentially means that it's subscriber format, right? It's like there are certain content that you only share to super followers. Kind of like how Instagram has this close friends thing.
Yep.
Right? And if you subscribe to them, you pay money upwards, like maybe up to $9.99 at this point. Maybe it can go up even more later. So technically, it's just OnlyFans by Twitter. I do like this because Twitter is actually bringing up a lot of different ways to monetize.
Correct.
Other than just selling us ads. And by doing all these things, they don't have to rely so much on ads, which means that they don't have to rely so much on collecting our personal data in order to make money.
Yep. I mean, like, finally, actually, they approach with this because, I mean, like, I'm sure you use Twitter often as well. And I'm sure that you see a lot of these other OnlyFans as well. They promote their stuff there.
Yes.
And I mean, finally, Twitter realized that, hey, you know what? Instead of them jumping onto OnlyFans, might as well let me just create my own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And for those listeners who only see OnlyFans as a gateway to porn, it's not entirely true because a lot of content creators, a lot of writers, a lot of journalists, a lot of artists and everything, they use these subscriber paywalls in order to generate money for the work as well. And this is the support that Twitter is actually creating. Next up, LinkedIn continues to grow in size and revenue. As the world enters recovery and businesses start reopening, LinkedIn is still seeing growth in ads, revenue, and numbers of users. This could be attributed to companies planning for expansions and users actively seeking new jobs. While it may look good well into Q2 of 2022, the medium term may not spell so well for LinkedIn. Once all the jobs are filled, demand for LinkedIn may taper off. It will probably taper off. That and the company's plans to leave China due to strict regulations in the country. So apparently, by leaving China, they will lose about 54 million users.
Holy.
Yeah, and they don't want to leave China, but China's being China, right? All the regulations and all that. And I won't be surprised once LinkedIn leaves China, China will create their own version of LinkedIn.
I suspect that would happen very likely.
Yes. Typical China. So they have been committing effort to support the creator economy, which they hope will take off and kind of replace this short-term thing that they are having with this whole employment spike that's been going on around the world.
All right, it's for me. I still feel it's kind of sad. I feel bad for LinkedIn because they have to leave China, and like China is a huge country and losing a lot of followers from there as well. But for me, from what I've noticed about LinkedIn is they have always, you know, there was always a barrier that came across, and they managed to break all of those barriers. And I'm looking forward. How are they going to adapt to this?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like.
I think they should do something about the medium term. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is my personal experience. My personal opinion that supporting the creator economy may not be enough for LinkedIn. They need to come up with something a bit more, I guess, compelling in order to adjust for this either hybrid working environment or returning back to normal before pre-COVID. Normal, and what the creator economy does is it helps give them a bit more casual look, right? We have talked about this before because, you know, LinkedIn is too tied up. And what the creator economy does is it helps them loosen up the ties a little bit, bring in a little bit of hoodies and t-shirts, startup groups and everything. And if they do that well, they get to rebrand themselves into a better brand rather than just a bunch of corporates trying to please their bosses by being very, very present on LinkedIn.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I am on LinkedIn as well, but I have that problem because like I can't be too much suit up, you know, it doesn't feel like me at all. So I like that they're actually bringing the creator economy and loosen up a bit, a little, you know? All right, up next. Instagram brings link to all story users. Previously, only users with over 10,000, guys, 10,000 followers could add a swipe up link. When Instagram changed swipe up to a sticker, they promised that everyone would be allowed access to the sticker regardless of follower size. It has finally happened, guys. So you guys which wants to share your link on your stories, it's way much more easier right now. Small timers like us can now add external links to our Instagram stories. But to be honest, we are used to not being able to add links to our stories that we do not know what we're going to do with them right now. I mean, like, the only thing I can think about, right? Okay, guys, heads up. So tomorrow is Diwali. Happy Diwali to all our Indian listeners out there. And no, probably what we can do is we can have like a link on the story. When they click it, it goes to the website and it shows Happy Diwali from Virtual Peddlers. That's the only thing I can think about right now. What do you have in mind?
Well, I think a lot of people, there are many users for links on stories because it's just that because we never had that privilege, right? So we don't know how to use links, swipe up links or links, you know, link buttons and everything. But now we can think of us as larger media companies.
Yep.
We can drop this podcast, right? And then we can create one specific visual that talks about this podcast. And then we drop a link that leads to a YouTube
video
of this podcast itself. And it's a lot easier now.
Way much more easier at this point. But and
seeing as so many people are more engaging in stories than in posts, it does make sense to put links onto your stories.
I guess you'll be seeing us posting a lot of links on our stories as well. Stay tuned.
Hopefully, Facebook launches new Coursera courses. If you are wondering what Facebook and Meta are planning for the future, check out these two courses they just dropped at Coursera. The first is called Advanced Marketing Analytics, which covers advanced aspects of data collection using Python, which is the coding software code, to sort the data and evaluating advertising effectiveness. The second is called Spark AR Creator Certification, which will teach advanced AR creation for the marketplace. These two are very important identifiers for Facebook's direction. They want people to be able to run analytics with the help of Python. That means it's not just looking at graphs anymore. We need to use a software to actually run the code for us because there'll be so much more data involved that we can't actually just see with our own eyes, right? And they also want people to be able to create more useful AR for brands. Coursera starts at $49 a month for a single course and $59 a month for unlimited certifications. Right, this is important because when Facebook changed their name to Meta, when Facebook dropped these two courses, they are moving into a different direction. If you're a brand, if you're a company, if you're a social media company, if you're a digital marketing company, whatever it is, and you use social media, it's time to change our ways. It's time to learn new things. It's time to upskill, and it's time to reskill ourselves, because if we keep looking at Facebook as just an image and video posting platform,
correct,
the next 3 years, we will not have anything left.
It's time to hop onto the metaverse.
It's time to hop onto the metaverse.
Don't be too slow. You'll miss, then you will.
I hope that sounds
Alright, so yeah guys, stay tuned, keep yourself posted, especially on what Meta is doing right now at this moment. Don't be left out. No, lot of things to learn. AR is a new thing, bro. Keep an eye out. Alright, so Social Media Weekly Podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook.
If you like Social Media Weekly, it would really help if you could rate and review it on a podcast feeder of your choice and on YouTube so more can discover it. Social Media Weekly is on the lookout for regular co-hosts to help bring more depth to the show. If you're interested, simply drop me an email at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 3rd November 2021. Happy Deepavali. Happy Diwali, everyone.
Happy Deepavali.
Have an awesome weekend and a very safe one, please. We'll see you next week.
Party to party, but stay safe. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.